Hello, hi, and welcome to the Tissa Pod. I am your host, Joy Mpande. Thank you so much for tuning in. You might know today's guest as Queen Twerk, but she has since expanded and grown her career to becoming a reality TV star, an influencer, and she has a promising musical career. We chat to her about that and more. Stay tuned.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re over the Hotseva Hore fame in the morning. Or who secured the latest bag?
Or just who's dripping with sauce?
And who's adding the spice?
Tonga Yongi in Donje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Alrighty, so hi Faith, I'm Joy from Times Live, Chisa Live Studio Pacific. Thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to us. Really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Yes. So we're counting down to the release of the third season of Have Faith. Congratulations.
How did you feel?
How did you even think that you would even get this far?
To be quite honest, no. I remember after the first season, I was so scared. I was so scared if I was going to get the second season. And, you know, I feel so blessed that, you know, I've made it to 3 seasons. I'm so proud of myself and, you know, for everybody that has believed in me, hopefully.
For sure. And a lot of people, also have been, I think, we've been seeing so much of you that we want to see it happen. Because obviously, if you're following on social media, we've seen so much of you. We know that Omogel in the Range Rover right now. How's the range? Why did you even decide to even give us a glimpse prior to the show? Is that, are we still going to see that in the show as well?
Yeah, it is part of the show. I think I was just so excited. Like, I didn't even think about it. I was just posted. I was so excited when I posted in the moment. But now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, maybe I should have just waited to post on the show. But excitement got the best of me. But you will see how we, you know, the lead up to the day, exactly how everything unfolded, you know, the nits and bits of it all. And, yeah. You know,
and will we be seeing the face to the person who purchased this ring eventually?
I guess you would have to watch.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, while we're still on this topic, I think you might as well even tell me also what else can we expect from the show. Obviously, you're saying we're going to see a little bit of that unfolding. So what else can we expect?
You will definitely expect a lot of drama, a lot of shade, a lot of spiciness. A lot of raw moments. I feel like, especially with me, I've gotten to that point where I'm just like, you know what, I'm honestly just going to say what I feel. Last season, I was definitely worried. I don't want to offend anyone, you know, but this season, I'm more relaxed. I don't want to say I don't care. It's not really the right term, but I am just super, you know, like I'm myself. So you'll see that. Anzelo is Anzelo. No filter. You'll see that.
Hey.
Kim, you know, motherhood is not easy. She's a single mom. So, you know, your baby daddy issues, the whole works.
Yeah.
So you will see that also.
Yeah. I mean, that's also something to actually touch on, from your perspective, obviously, with regards to the journey that you have been on the reality show. It's been almost a shedding and appealing as, you know, you give more of yourself in every season. But how has that process been for you, obviously, just stepping into reality TV?
I guess with everything that I do, I mean, when I'm comfortable, I mean, I'm sort of an introvert. So if for me to even open up, I need to know somebody, I need to be comfortable with them. So season one, I did not understand what was going on. I was so scared. I was shy. I was all of these things. Season two, I started loosening up, but now I was thinking of other people. And season three, honestly, I could not be bothered. It's, you know, I feel like me and the audience are like, you know, one. Like, we sit in the dining room together. So that's kind of where I am.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And obviously, apart from this, even reality TV, we obviously see that on social media, the fact that you're also, you're quite an entrepreneur. You have your makeup line. So how is that side of things also going? Obviously, we're celebrating success with the reality show. Is it the same with your makeup line as well and everything else that's going on?
Yeah, on the show, I would, because, you know, a lot of people are asking questions about it. So I will be unpacking a lot of questions that people have, a lot of it. And, you know, really just, you know, in anything you do, really, when it comes to business, it's not easy. So even with, you know, Fair Beauty, there's a lot of just, oh, up and down, lawyers, and just so many things. So that is definitely going to be unpacked on the show. And so people can see that it's just, it's really not that easy. Entrepreneur, this is, honestly, the word sounds amazing. It is not easy. It's really not.
Yeah. But at the same time, regardless of that, you're still somehow, you're still a success. You're able to be afforded opportunities of even buying your mom a house and buying property and doing all these beautiful things that you're doing. I think that's also something to celebrate, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like one thing about me is that I don't like staying at home. So for me, if I need to work, I need to be busy. So, you know, and that's, I feel like that part of me made everything possible.
Right. I actually want to backtrack a little bit and go back to the part where, I mean, obviously you speak about people that are on the show. We see Angelo, who has become your friend, but is also, I guess, your one of your, you know, your people that you work with and whatnot, officially your PA. And so within that relationship, how do you, you know, demarcate between a friendship and a business relationship, and how do you keep those two worlds apart?
We do touch base on that a lot. You know, we have a very serious conversation where we try and differentiate the two. You know, he's obviously not happy about certain things. I'm not happy about certain things. There's a lot of things that are addressed. And so you will see that. And, you know, it is difficult, obviously, to move from somebody, from an employee and employer relationship to a friendship that is just genuine. And to move from that and still maintain professionalism is very hard. So I will be tackling on that also.
For sure. But another exciting thing is, well, whether it's true or not, a lot of people have been speculating that you're back in studio, but back in studio doing, you know, back into rap. So you're going to have to confirm or deny that one, because a lot of people are still on the fence. They don't even know.
I cannot confirm or deny it, because I feel like it's such a big part of the show. So I don't want to confirm or deny it, but it's something I do adjust, and it's something that people should look out for.
Okay, so it is music. Can you say that it's music, though? Something like that.
Catch, have faith that it's TV channel.
Young Angel is in the show. Tune in.
Yeah, just tune in.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for your time. I think that's all I will take from it. I really do appreciate it. I think we've definitely got the highlights as to what to expect in your show. So we look forward to that. So thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy it.
Bye.